I've been quarantining and working from home since March. It has been an adjustment trying to figure out my work-life balance when conducting business in my childhood bedroom, wearing a mask to the grocery store, and seeing friends through Zoom and FaceTime instead of in person, but it was all something I got used to. I got used to the new normal. It all was going smoothly until it didn't one weekend mid-July. I hadn't been feeling well for a few days. I had an upset stomach and pains through my abdomen. Normally, I am the kind of person who toughs it out, and if it's really bad, I'll pop a Tylenol. Despite not feeling my best for 3 days, I was reluctant to go see my doctor or go to urgent care because I did not want to expose myself or my at-risk parents to COVID-19. After a Saturday night spent tossing and turning in pain, I made the decision to visit urgent care on Sunday morning. I was so exhausted and weak from not eating, my mom drove me but wasn't able to come inside with me. To try to protect myself, I wore my mask and brought ample amounts of hand sanitizer in my purse. At the door, a nurse checked my temperature, asked if I had any symptoms of COVID-19, and my reason for being there. I passed with flying colors. The waiting room was taped off, allowing for social distance between patients. Since I went early, there was no one else in the waiting room, and I was brought back to a bed fairly quickly. After blood tests proved inconclusive, the doctor sent me to get a CAT scan. The CAT scan showed an enlarged appendix consistent with appendicitis, and the doctor had already called over to Overlook Hospital to see if a surgeon could take me for an emergency appendectomy. I was shocked as I gathered my things and went to go tell my mom outside that I needed to go to the emergency room to get my appendix removed. That's when the panic set in. I didn't want to go to a hospital, there's a global pandemic going on. Despite my fears, I went home to quickly gather a few things in case I needed to stay at the hospital overnight. Spoiler alert, I did. I called my boss, boyfriend, texted my friends to let them know what was happening, as my dad drove with me to Overlook. When I got to the ER, I was met by a nurse outside who took my temperature again, and then I went into registration. Honestly, this was the quickest I've ever gone through registration into a room. Maybe people, since they were expecting me, it went faster, or maybe most people like me were afraid of going into a hospital at this time. To be fair, I've only been in the ER twice in my life as a kid. Once I was settled in the back, my dad left and I was on my own. The ER nurse was great. Despite being very nervous about the whole situation, he made me feel at ease and even made me laugh a few times. I needed to get a COVID-19 test prior to being admitted for surgery, so I had to wait for about 2 hours in an ER room. I was hooked up to an IV and spent those hours getting lost in the world of TikTok. I came back negative for coronavirus and began to prepare for surgery. All of the doctors, nurses, and staff at the hospital had their PPE on, and I kept my mask on up until I was wheeled into the operating room. I even woke up in recovery, and my mask was back on. Due to some complications, I had to stay overnight at the hospital. I only was allowed to remove my mask when I was on my own in my room. If I needed to call the nurse, I put my mask back on to protect myself and others. I spent my night at the hospital watching Legally Blonde, Food Network, and resting. When I was discharged the next morning, I called my parents to pick me up, and they could only meet me at the entrance of the hospital, they could not come in to get me. Although I was sore and tired from the surgery, I'm happy I listened to my body and caught the appendicitis before it got worse. I felt very safe at the hospital. Everyone was wearing a mask, keeping everything clean, and limiting the number of people who were allowed in the hospital. Would I want to go back to the hospital again during this pandemic? Absolutely not, but I am confident that the staff at Overlook is taking the utmost precaution against COVID-19. I'm so grateful for all their hard work and how caring and comforting they were to me.